Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. We've got a really fun lineup for you today. We are talking about some of our favorite podcasts for makers, artists, crafters, and designers. So, I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman. So happy to have you with us today. And this is really, as Kim said, going to be a great episode full of some fun stuff for you.
You know, one of the things that we have been noticing recently, or at least I've noticed, Hazel, we've talked about it, is when we're going through our customer list, and more importantly, our new inquiries, is that we're seeing a lot more people who are in the creator business, maker business, whatever you want to call it, looking into using our mobile software platform. So we thought we would do an episode to reflect that demographic.
And if you're not a maker, an artist, a craftsperson, or a designer, that's not a big deal either, since the podcasts that we are going to be talking about today are still very interesting. Even if you can't paint the broad side of a barn with a brush, much less design or create something that others will appreciate.
Well, that is one way to put it. Personally, I love making things, crafting things, designing things. I find it very relaxing to do in my spare time, although I do admit that sometimes I do it when it's not in my spare time and I should be doing other stuff, but you know, hey, you only live once. And, you know, there's a very large and growing community of people who are participating in these types of projects.
So very true. And thanks to platforms like Instagram, Etsy, and Pinterest, it's easier than ever for people to create things and put them out there for the world to see.
That's right. You know, if you happen to be a maker and you are looking for ways to get your work in front of more people, I'm going to steal a moment here and throw in a good word for our platform. It's a mobile advertising and notifications platform that relies on existing technology. It uses Apple Wallet or a few different third-party platforms if you're an Android user to deliver updates, notification, and new content via mobile phones.
That's right. You can literally push your updates to your followers using one platform to let people know that you've updated an Instagram, Pinterest, or YouTube, or whatever. All of your platforms that you use can be linked from our central hub, and people can see your work on various platforms by tapping out from the central hub.
That's right. I mean, you can even add things like Behance or Dribbble Links, yeah. Etsy, Artsy, First Dibs, Houzz, you know, almost anything that either has an app or a website. And it makes it possible to aggregate all of your content links into a single place and only have to do updates in that one place.
If you're looking for a demo of the platform, check out mobilewalletmarketer.com, and you can find plenty of information there about how the hows and whys of what works and what doesn't, along with a treasure trove of information that will help you to understand a bit of marketing.
And I know that many makers are confronted with the idea that they can either make or they can market, but they don't have time to do both. That's a very valid point, and there are only so many hours in the day. But honestly, if you're building a quality body of work and no one ever sees it, then you're really not getting yourself out there and open to opportunity. I blog about some of the issues that makers face on my personal blog, which is kimstewart.net, and I have links all over the blog to tap through to sign up to get these mobile notifications. So that's another place that you could go to check out the how and the why of the platform in a real setting that might make more sense.
And speaking to the idea of making more sales, there is a podcast episode in the archives. It's called crafting your story to compel shoppers to become buyers. It's episode 83. And if you're in the maker business or trying to break into the art world, then you'll likely want to listen to this episode, since it's more about how to present yourself than it is the list of to-dos and don'ts for creating ad campaigns.
Okay, so let's get back on topic. And the first podcast on our list today is called Adventures in Design. Now, this is a daily show. And as we are recording this particular episode of our podcast, Adventures in Design has just a bit more than 1,000 episodes. It's really great. And it doesn't have a specific theme. So it's not just artists or woodworkers or food bloggers, though it has all of those per se. It's a great cross-section of episodes that span all manner of creative pursuits.
Oh yeah? Well, tell me more, Kim.
Sure. So there's a huge variety of hosts and guests covering a myriad of topics. There are interviews, there are food-themed episodes, design-themed episodes, entertainment-themed episodes.
That sounds pretty cool. So where can a person find it if they wanted to listen in?
Well, it's on iTunes, of course, and it's also on SoundCloud. And they have an interesting paid membership option that offers a lot of extra content, access to their archives, and stuff like that. All in all, I would say that the free version is worth the time it takes to listen to, but I'm not sure how many people are going to have the time to devote through going through thousands of pieces of paid content.
Okay, got it. So I guess that makes it my turn then.
Yep, it does.
So I'm going to be going with Song Exploder. You know, I love all things musical, and I am a great believer in expressing yourself through music.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that you are a fantastic musician and a fabulous drummer.
Oh, thanks. I spend a lot of time practicing, and I have for years. So Song Exploder, which is found at songexploder.net, is a music-focused podcast that normally publishes twice each month.
Oh, just like we do.
Yes, just like we do. They focus on a single artist for each episode, and they do an in-depth interview with the band and occasionally other members involved with the band. They take a single song from the band and they break it into all the component pieces and they dissect the pieces to get into the heart of the music and the production.
Wow, that actually sounds pretty neat.
It is. It's a PRX group production and the quality is amazing. Their site, their entire production is top notch. If you like music or you like making music, you will absolutely love this podcast. It's a very rare that you get to hear the nitty-gritty details of a single song broken down into such fine parts. Who decided to do this arrangement this way? Why these string instruments were used instead of these other choices? It's a real rabbit hole of fabulous musical creativity in each of these episodes.
Oh, wow. That sounds incredible. I'm going to bookmark it to listen to later on then.
Oh yeah. I forgot to mention that it's available on iTunes and Podcast Republic. So not a huge distribution, but enough to get it.
All right, cool. So that makes it my turn again. I'm going to go with the Reclaimed audio podcast for my second choice. If you're not familiar, and it's probably likely that you're not, Reclaimed is all about reusing, reducing, and recycling via creating new items out of old goods.
Yes, this is up your alley, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I totally admit to being one of those people who walks the dog through the neighborhood twice the distance on the weeks when we have bulk rubbish pickup so that I can try to beat the junk pickers who are driving around trying to grab all the good stuff.
And then you actually make stuff out of the things you pick up. That's the crazier part. You don't just put it in your garage and leave it there.
Well, you know, I have a rule of thumb. If I don't get it into circulation before the next round of rubbish pickup, which is every 3 months, then I put it back out on the curb for somebody else to use. Mainly, I do this because I'm out of storage room in the house and the garage until we get rid of a bunch of our own junk and do some more remodeling that's going to get me some virgin storage inside my house.
All right, I'm intrigued. What's the show about?
So, it's three guys, Bill, Phil, and Tim. And these guys are really, they're smart as all get out when it comes to taking old stuff and turning it into something new. Of course, these guys also have massive shop experience between them, so they come up with ideas to do stuff that I will never be able to do, since I have no clue how to use a CNC router machine, for instance, and I'm only barely passable with, say, a table saw.
Right. Since I've seen you in action and I know you can operate power tools, yes.
Right. Well, you know, we do have some mad power tool skills, but for sure, it's not the industrial kind. These guys also use chemicals and all kinds of fun stuff to transform old and found objects into new masterpieces. And, you know, I really enjoy listening to them and trying to figure out how to apply the ideas that they suggest to actual pieces of stuff that I have found. So what am I going to do when I run out of wall space?
Yes.
Oh God, don't go there. I'm seriously running short of it. My next project, as you well know, is our guest room redo. I don't think I'll get that much wall space out of it, so I imagine I'm going to have to start gifting people things that I've made. That's always dicey, since who knows if somebody really liked something or was just being nice and polite in hope of getting chocolate souffles for dessert when they were at my house.
Yeah, well. So these guys are on iTunes.
iTunes and SoundCloud, and they're also doing Patreon these days. They publish roughly every week, and they're definitely worth a listen to.
The Lonely Palette.
Huh?
Yeah, that's my next choice. The Lonely Palette.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of a one-off, meaning that it doesn't really publish on a regular schedule, but it's incredibly neat, and I think you'd like it a lot. It's really more than about art and art history than making things, but it's well done, and the episodes focus on all kinds of great art.
Okay, my turn. Tell me more.
Well, Frida Kahlo, Rembrandt, Kandinsky, Magritte, they are all in there, along with a slew of others. So the episodes are available on iTunes and Radio Public, and the concept is really unique. The site describes the show like this. Each episode of The Lonely Palette, creator and host Tamar Vashi picks an object du jour, interviews unsuspecting passersby in front of it, and dives deeply into the movement, the social context, the anecdotes, and anything and everything else that will make it as exciting to you as it is to her.
Okay, so that does sound incredibly cool, and I'm probably going to run out of time to do any actual work by the time I finish listening to all these new finds that you are sussing out for us.
Yes, and I have...
So, I have another art-related podcast for my last choice for this episode. It's called The 3-Point Perspective. It's got three hosts, get it, 3-Point Perspective, Will, Lee, and Terry. And these guys are all professional illustrators. And by professional illustrator, I mean the kind that create imagery for all kinds of uses. Book covers, website and print illustrations, ad campaigns, editorial, pretty much anything that requires work specifically created to illustrate a point, whether it's editorial, blah, or advertising.
Oh, well, that's... pretty good. So let's hear more about it.
Okay, so it's still relatively new, and that's one reason I'm guessing that a lot of people either haven't heard of it or don't know much about it. It looks to be on a 2-week release schedule, same as us, and it's got episodes that talk about everything from how to quit your day job to become an illustrator, to how to determine what path to take when you are designing and executing new illustrations.
Well, I know that you are fascinated with this subject, so I can totally see this being right up your alley.
Well, it is. It's true. It seems like the older I get, the more interested in how things are crafted that I become. You know, I used to spend a lot more time worrying about how to use a product or execute a process, but lately it seems that I am being drawn to the more esoteric disciplines like art or illustration or that sort of thing.
I see that their website is absolutely lovely. But then again, if we're talking about a group of illustrators, the idea that they would not have beautiful artwork is pretty silly, don't you think?
Yes, I would expect them to have absolutely fabulous art on their podcast website. And you can actually listen to this one on iTunes.
Okay, so my last one for this episode, I also stayed with the art theme, but I took a turn in for the practical. This series is called Artists Helping Artists. And it's a part of the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Okay, I am listening, so tell me all about it.
This one is also a 2-week release schedule, and it focuses on teaching artists how to sell their artwork successfully.
Oh, yeah, full circle. We're back to the part where artists often have to choose between creating and marketing. It's a really sore topic in the modern art world, especially for people who aren't you know, Jeff Koons or Kaz or other superstar artists who command insane prices for their work while they're still living.
Yes, some of the episodes address things like fear of failure, how to manage your booth at an art fair, how to increase your chances of getting into jury shows, and how to sell art online.
Oh yes, the old Etsy, Pinterest, and Instagram conundrum.
There are episodes that talk about these situations, but there is a lot more to it with the series than just a typical start an Instagram account and post a lot while hoping to get likes type of thing.
Oh, cool. Well, that sounds pretty good. I'm going to have to check it out. And now that we've presented you with six great podcasts to try out for yourself, we're at the end of another episode of our own podcast. So we'll be saying goodbye for this week.
And next week, but we'll see you again the week after with a new podcast episode of our own.
That's right. See you in 2 weeks. If you've got any questions in the meantime, use the contact form on dominoresearch.com. Thanks.